Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department had a busy stretch this morning responding to a stabbing incident and then responding to a vehicle fire. Officers responded to the 1000 block of Broadway around 3:30 in the morning after a man had been stabbed. Officers spoke with the victim, who said he refused to give money to an unknown white male adult and he suffered a stab wound under his arm. He was transported to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and the attacker remains at large. About a half hour later, police responded to help Humboldt Bay Fire in the 2500 block of Garland Street after a vehicle was lit on fire. Based on the evidence gathered during the on-site investigation, personnel determined that it was a case of arson. No suspects have been identified. The California Highway Patrol, along with firefighters and an ambulance crew in Trinity County, responded to the scene of a fatal crash along Highway 36 on Tuesday morning. The wreckage from the crash was spotted from the air, as the vehicle was located about 40 feet down an embankment along the side of the highway. The driver of the Jeep Cherokee left the roadway and went down the embankment, and the driver was thrown from the vehicle, sustaining fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the crash is under investigation by the CHP, and the identity of the driver remains withheld at this time. The Southern Humboldt School District threw its support behind State Proposition 55 that will restore school funding that was cut between 2007 and 2012 by incrementally raising the personal income tax on those who earn more than $250,000 per year over the course of the next 14 years. The measure, which will replace Proposition 30 that passed in 2012 and will end in 2018, is expected to raise about $5 billion per year. And Southern Humboldt School Superintendent Catherine Scott said in a statement that having a dependable source of funding enables us to plan appropriately and to provide our students with the educational resources they deserve. Dan Squire has state legislature news.
North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood applauded Governor Brown's signature of a bill that he authored, AB 2516, saying that the law will help ensure that small medical cannabis growers on the North Coast can comply with regulations as the industry moves forward. The bill creates a new medical cannabis cultivator license, the Cottage Cannabis Farmer's License, for growers who use small, mixed-light outdoor grows for up to 25 plants and less than 500 square feet for indoor grows.
Thank you, Dan. Among the many bills Governor Jerry Brown signed into law, Assembly Bill 1785, which further expands the rules regarding cell phone use while driving, will go into effect at the start of the new year. The bill, authored by Assemblymember Bill Quirk, will forbid the use of cell phones regardless of any reason, in order to curb the accidents caused by distracted driving. Under existing law, people are not allowed to operate a vehicle while using a cell phone to write, send, or read text messages unless they have a hands-free device. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the November 3rd date approaches for the opening day ceremony of the Willits Bypass, the stretch of roadway being constructed around the town, Caltrans District 1 released updates on the project as it nears completion. Contractors estimate that 95% of the work on the project is complete. Stripping and delineation operations are currently underway and is expected to be completed later this month. Drainage systems, with the exception of small punch list items, have been completed and are functioning as well. All structures are complete, and roadway signs arrived earlier today and are currently being installed, and installation is expected to be completed in the coming days. The completion and dedication ceremony will be held at 11 in the morning on November 3rd. Pacific Gas and Electric will be flying their helicopter patrols again starting tomorrow morning to find any potential needs for maintenance on gas transmission lines. The helicopter will fly as low as 500 feet in Eureka, Fortuna, Arcata, as well as other surrounding areas in the county to make sure its gas system remains safe and reliable. Patrols will be conducted from 7 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. A reminder for local residents traveling through Eureka that sewer main reconstruction is currently underway between C and E Streets through October 28th, and traffic control and road closures will be in effect at 2nd, 3rd, C, D, and E Streets from 7:30 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon daily. Motorists are advised to plan accordingly. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.